We are learning Maseches Yoma Daf Yutes Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the Gemara on top of the Amud. The Mishnah taught us that the Ziknei Bezdin gave over the job to the Ziknei Kahuna, who brought up, the elders of Kahuna brought the Kohen Gadol every day to the Beis Haftinus to teach him the Chafina, and that's what we learn in our Gemara. There's a special room called Beis Haftinus, where that's the room where all year round they crushed the Keteris, and they mixed the Keteris. That was the room they brought the Kohen Gadol to teach him the Chafina. Zok the Gemara, Tana, Lam de Chafina. You brought him to the Beis Haftinus to teach him the Chafina, which means the way they gathered the Keteris in his hands, together with the Machta, to bring to the Kodesh HaKadosh, to bring it into the place where the Aron was, in order to be Makavit on Yom Kippur. So Amra Papa, Shtei Lishkos Hele Kohen Gadol. It turns out there are two Lishkos that were dedicated to Kohen Gadol for that week. Achas Lishkos Bahadrin. What was Lishkos Bahadrin? And that, if you remember from the beginning of the Masechta, that's where the Kohen Gadol stayed the whole week. He slept there the whole week. That was Lishkos Bahadrin. Va'achas Lishkos Bezavtinos. And second, we learned our Mishnah, is not a Lishka that was dedicated to the Kohen Gadol for that week. That was the Lishkos Bezavtinos. Now, we're not sure where these Lishkos, where these chambers were. We know Achas Betzofen va'achas Bedarim. We know one was in the Tzofen, one was in the north side of the Beis HaMikdash, and one was on the south side of the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara is going to bring a raya from two Mishnayis that there was a Lishka on the Tzofen side, and there was a Lishka on the Darim side, and then we'll try to figure out which one Lishka's Behedrin and which one Lishka's Beis Haftinus, because neither one, it says Mefurish in the Mishnayis, what it's called. So we know there's one in Tzofen and one in Darim. Just to get your bearings, when you're facing the Heichel, when you look at the Beis HaMikdash, you're facing the Heichel, the right side is Tzofen and the left side is Darim. The Tanaim, we learned in the Mishnah, the Mishnah Maseches Midos, Vav Lishkos Hayu Ba'Azara. There were six chambers open to the Azara. Gimel with Tzofen, three on the north side, but Gimel with Darim, and three on the south side. This does not mean the Beis HaMikdash, which we had earlier, that wasn't counted in these six Lishkos, because those were part of the Beis HaMikdash. These are six Lishkos that were actually in the corners. Right when you walked in, to the right corner was Tzofen, to the left corner was Darim. There were three rooms in each side. And now the Mishnah enumerates what the use of these rooms were. If someone has like a picture, it's right in the middle of the picture, because it's on the corners, right between the Ezras Noshim and the Ezras and the Azara, in those corners, one on Tzofen, one on Darim, are three rooms. So what are the three Shevedarim? So Shevedarim Lishkas HaMelech, one was called, this is on the left side, on the south side, Shevedarim Lishkas HaMelech, one was called Lishkas HaMelech, we'll see why in a second, Lishkas HaParva and Lishkas HaMadichim. What was Lishkas HaMelech? Lishkas HaMelech, the chamber of the salt, Shesham HaYinoyis the Melech LeKarbon, that's where you kept the salt for the Karbonis. We know Karbonis have to be salted, and that's where they kept the salt. Lishkas HaParva, what was Lishkas HaParva? That was the room, Shesham Hoyim Alichim Oirois Kachim. That's where, Malchim Oirois Kachim. That's where they salted the skins of a Kachim. We know the skins of the Kedoshim go to the Kahanim. They were leather and turned to leather clothing, leather tablecloths. But if you don't salt them right away, they get too hard and they get ruined. So therefore, they had to salt them right away. Because the Brisk Rav actually asked, how can you use Melach from the Kachubedagabayas for your own personal needs? So he answers, because if not, they would go home to do it and they would miss the avodah. So therefore, it's a tzarech avodah to have them sorted right away, because if not, it's going to get ruined. So therefore, they have to sort it right away. So that was another lishka. One lishka melach, another lishka was lishka with a malchun aris kadoshim. And aval gaga, on the roof of this Beis HaParva, the Gemara will not explain why it's called Beis HaParva here, but that will be explained at a different time in the Gemara. On top of Beis HaParva, there was a Beis HaTfilah. So there was a mikvah on top of the Beis HaParva, the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippurim. This was the Kohen Gadol's mikvah Yom Kippurim that he used on Yom Kippur, which had to be in the Kodesh. And the third Lishkos HaMadichim. What was Lishkos HaMadichim? Shamo HaMadichim, that is where they washed off the Kirbei Kedoshim, the insides of the Kachim. They had to wash it off, it was pretty disgusting. They had to wash it off. And Umasham, there's not a use of that room. Umasham Masiba Oila Lagag Beis HaParva. In that room was the round steps that went up to the top Beis HaParva. You can't have steps in the Beis HaParva. That's where the mikvah was, on the roof. So how do you get to the roof? There was a steps in the room of the Lishkos HaMadichim that brought you up to Beis HaParva. So now we got what the three rooms in the Dharma, on the left side, on the south side. One was Lishkos HaMelech, Lishkos Beis HaParva, which had a mikvah on top of it. And the third one was Lishkos HaMadichim. What about in Tzofen side? Gimel Shevet Tzofen. Lishkos HaEitz. One was called Lishkos HaEitz. We'll see what that is in a second. Lishkos HaGoyla and Lishkos HaGazas. Lishka says, it's what Lishka says. So the Mishnah says, Omar Rav Lezer Meyakov, Shechachti Maha Yisimesh Meshes. I forgot what that was for. Abashal tells us, Omar Lishka's Kohen Gadol, he said, this is one of the chambers of the Kohen Gadol. So this is either Lishka's Sanhedrin or Lishka's Beis Avtinas. That's the Mishnah says. But the first second time we had it, he's asking why both times I say that he forgot. It's probably to teach us that if someone doesn't know something, he should say forgot. He should say he forgot. If someone asks a question, don't just say something. I'm 100% sure. A lot of times people ask a question, they say something, even though it's not 100% sure. When it came to the Tanoim, everything was tired and everything had to be 100% sure. He said, I forgot. He probably had a good suffix what it was. He could have said, no, maybe it's Lush Kseitz. But Lush Kachti, he says, I forgot. I don't know 100% sure. I remember what my Rebbe told me. Now, Vashal says, Lush Kseitz. And Al Kaponim, we know now that one of the chambers of the Kohen Gadol was on the Tzafin side, in the Lishkas Eitz. That's what we know. Now, we don't know what this is Lishkas Haphedrin or Lishkas Haftinas. We're not sure yet. The Gemara will teach us later on. Now, this Lishka, Hoysa Achayresh Dehem, it was behind the other two. It means there's Lishkas Agoyla, Lishkas Gazis, and behind that, the same size as those two, was the Lishkas Kohen Gadol. Now, in the pictures, it makes that Lishkas HaGazus was connected to that. So you have to look at Tiferes Yisrael to see what's the pshat. One, the roof was shava, but it was bigger, the room was bigger. So that's Lishkas Eitz. What's the second Lishka in the right side, on the south and side? Lishkas HaGoyla, Shama Yabar HaGoyla. That's where there was a well, that the Goyla, it means the people who came up from Bavel, built it. V'Hagalgal Nosin Olav, and there was a pulley system inside it. And that is where they got water for the Azara. That's where that was the water source for the whole Azara. And the third one is the famous one, Lishkas HaGazus. Sham Hoysus Sanhedrin Shal Yisrael Yishevus. That's where Sanhedrin of Klai Yisrael sat. It was shaped in a semicircle. They had inside chairs like benches, like a semicircle. And the Sanhedrin, which is the 71 Dayanim, who, like Supreme Court, Lahavdil, they sat over there. Yeshevas.
This was in the Kaddish.
This was
in the Kaddish. That's
yeah, yeah.
Have to go there.
Hella city, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I could, have to go there.
Well, Shreya go to Ezra Shrol. It's an Ezra Shrol. No, it's not. No, it's Ezra Shrol. No, it's not. It's an Ezra Shrol. Rabbi walk in. It's definitely an Ezra Shrol. Rabbi walk in. The first 11 amos are Ezra Shrol. And how can you sit there? That's a good question.
Pictures
out. It's the first 11 amos. It is. Shom Hoysa Sanhedrin. Shom Hoysa Sanhedrin.
Yeah, this is
just here. Right, this, what? Yeah, so this is part of it.
25.
Yeah, okay. Shom Hoysa Sanhedrin Shal Yisrael, Yeshevas. That's what Sanhedrin sat. Vedona, if no one had a sat there, it's not far sugi now. Vedona has a kahanim, and they donned the kahanim. Mishim is very absurd. If one of the kahanim were found that they were apostle, either it's a mum or yichus. That they leave in black to show everyone that they're pasul lakuna. If the kohen was found that he's not pasul, he's a kosher kohen, he came out of the Sanhedrin with white clothing. He went to do avodah together with his brothers, the kahanim. And the Tiferes Yisrael speaks out, of course, that this Sanhedrin was also used for the Klai Yisrael's purposes, but the rave of their work was with the kahanim. That's why it says, Shom Hoysa Sanhedrin, Yishevus Donas Kahanim. Even though it's for Kan's Klai Yisrael also, Akaponim Ad Kan this Mishnah in Mesechus Midas, which teaches us that there's one of Lishkas Kahanim Gedolim were in the Tzafin side, together with Lishkas HaGoyla and Lishkas HaGazis. Zok the Gemara Vayit. Where is the Makar? That's the Lishka for Kohen Gadol on the Darim side. Achas v'Darim, the time, learn to the Mishnah. This Mishnah is in Talmud, and it's also part of it in Midas. The Tanan Shivas Sha'arim Hoyi Ba'azar. There were seven doors. Now we're talking about Lishkas chambers. Now we're talking about the doors. There were seven doors in the Azara. Gimel v'Tzafan, three on the north side. The Gimel Darim, three on the south side. Again, that means facing the Heichal to the left. The Gimel Darim, the Achad of Mizrach, and one in the east side. That's Shar Nikanar. That's the one you walk into the base of Mikdash, into the Azara with. Now the Gemara enumerates the different doors, starting on the left side and the south side, all the way in the front, connected to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Shavadarim Shar Hadlaka, or Shar Hadelak is the Girsa. That's the Shar Hadelak. What's a Shar Hadelak? The Shar Hadelak is, Rashi says he doesn't know what it is. So again, Rashi doesn't know. Rashi doesn't know what it's called. Shar Hadelak.
He just
read it. Yeah. The Shar Hadelak, he doesn't know what it is. So, but the Tosfos Shanim on the page says, Yeshavarish Shederach Shamo Yavim Eish Lamaracha. That was the way they brought, that was the place they brought the Eish L'Maracha. Ay, Moshe, that's Eitz from Shemayim. Teretz is a mitzvah bring from a Hedit also. So that's Shara Delek. Sheni Loi, Shara Karbon. The second door to the left is Shara Karbon, which some like Gerius Shara B'chayris. That is where the Kachem Kalim came in. Kachem Kalim came in from the other side because that's what Tzofin was, the Geshechta there, to show these are Kachem Kalim came out from this side. Rashi also says Shara Karbon doesn't know what it is. I'm telling you the Pshat of the Taisi Shon. So the first two left doors are Shara Delek. Next one coming towards us is Shara Karbon. The third one is Shlishi Loi Shara Mayim. The third one is the Shara Hamayim, which is the door they brought in the Nisach Hamayim water for on Sukkos through that door. Shiva Mizrach Shara Niknar. Mizrach Shara Niknar. V'shtei Lishkos Hayusham. There were two chambers on the side of Shara Niknar. Achas Yemin Achas Mele, one right, one on the left side of Shara Niknar. Achas Lishkos Pinchas Hamavish. One was Pinchas, the clothier. That's where he had his office, where he closed all the Kahanim with their big dekuna. V'achas, remember this from Masech Lishkom. V'achas Lishkos Chavitim. And Lishko was the place where they made the Chavitim. That's the Kohen Gadol brought a carved mincha every day, half in the morning, half at night. And that is where they worked for the Chavitim. That's in Shar Nikno. In the Shar Nikno, two chambers. Now Shabbat Safoyim, what are the doorways on the right side, on the north side? All the way to the front is Shar Nitzitz. That was called Shar Nitzitz. Binyan Achsadra Haya. It wasn't stand a door. It was a whole building. It was like a little gazebo. And it had a second floor. The Kahanim were there on top, stood on top there to watch. These Shomrim were like, you know, Masechus Talmud wasn't to watch the pictures and didn't need Shemira. This was off the cover to have a Shomer. But Leviim Amata and Leviim stood on the first floor and they were Shomer from there. Vishalfim Menu, outside that door was the Chel. HaChel was the already, was not the Azara. Shady Loi, the second door was Shara Karbon. Again, same second Shara Karbon. That's what some of the girls for Shara B'chayrus. But here, Shara Karbon means the Kachi Kadoshim came in through that door. Shlishi Loi, that Shara Beis HaMaikid. The third door was the Shara Beis HaMaikid, which Pashtus means the door of those, of the Beis HaMaikid, which had four chambers in it. Lishkos HaTloim, Lishkos HaLachim upon him. That's the third one on the right side, and it's off inside. So we still didn't see about the second Lishko of the Kohen Gadol yet. We were getting there. Zok the Gemara weiter. V'tanya, we learned in a brisa, chomish tvilois va'asara kedushin tov kohen gadol mikash v'yayim. On Yom Kippur, there was five tvilois, five times to the mikvah, and 10 times he went to the kir to wash his hands and feet. And the Gemara later on in the Masechta will explain exactly when they did each one. So machlokes tanoim. V'kulam v'koidesh agag v'saparvo. All these tvilois, we'll see, 4 out of the 5 were done in the Kodesh, which means on top of the base of Parva. Before, the base of Parva was the place where they salted the iris. On top of that was a mikvah. So that was in the Kodesh. So that's where they were tevil. Chutz mizu, besides the first tevil of a day, that was b'chayil, because they couldn't go into the base of Mikdash, so they were tevil. Chutz mizu, shahis b'chayil. Where was it? Al-Gabi Sharamayim. It was on top of the Sharamayim, which was built in the chayil, the mikvah. It was a little outside the Azara. With sad lishkasei hoysa. And it was near his lishka. So now we see there's a lishka right near the Shar Hamayim, which is on the Dorim side. So now we know, Adkan, now we know that there's a lishka of the Kohen Gadol called Lishka Sa'etz, which was on the right side, and Safin side, near Lishka Gazas. And we know there's lishka on the Dorim side, on the south side, which is near the Shar Hamayim. Now which one's which?
Why aren't these
Stira? What? What's Stira?
The first place says it's
No, this is not in the corner. This is not in the corner. It's a different place. It's above the Shara Mayim. I guess there's also a Lishka on Beis Anitz. This is also a Chsadra. I guess also Beis HaMaikad had a bunch, four of them. Most of you said Beis HaMaikad had a Lishka Klum. We got three in the corners. The other way, you're right. We weren't handling those. We're handling the three in the corners. We walked into Azara. That's probably what it means. The three right there. So the guy says Bahazara. Those are called Bahazara. The other ones, I guess, are not called Azara. It's called the side of the thing. It's not the same din. I got a question, but we're talking about the ones in the corner. So like upon him, now we know it's two lishkas, one with Safa and one with Darim. So Shaila's, where was each one? Leidana, lishkas behedim with Safa, and was lishkas behedim, which is the one he slept in, was out of the Safa, and lishkas behedim with Aftinos, with Darim. And lishkas behedim was on the south side, or the opposite. Or lishkas behedim with Aftinos is with Safa, that the Aftinos, where they taught him the Katiris was in the north, but lishkas behedim, when he slept, was with Darim. So we want to try to figure out which one's which. So we want to try to use common sense. Gemara says, "Umistabra, I would say that it makes sense, Pashat out the tircha of a Kohen Gadol, it makes sense to put his parhedrin, Lishkas Parhedrin, where he sleeps, next to the mikvah. next to the mikvah. Mistavra, remember, both mikvahs technically were on the left side, on the south side. Mistavra, the Lishkas Pahedrin B'Dorim Hava. He says, the Lishkas Pahedrin must have been in the Dorim on the south side. My timer, Makdim Koy, wakes in the morning, Umezach Zeragli, he goes to the bathroom, and actually, Umezach Zeragli, they have to go to the mikvah. But like the Rashash speaks out, that's what Rashi says. But the Rashash speaks out, anyway, you have to go to the mikvah before you go into the Reza Mikdash. So it wasn't a gay, Umezach Zeragli. But my time, Makdim Koy, Umezach Zeragli, the Tavil, the Ozul, and his Tavil. Then the Ozul Tzafan, let's say the Lishkas Pahedrin is there, so he wakes up in the morning, he goes straight to the mikvah.
Can you not sleep?
What? This is not Yom Kippur. This is every day of the 7 days. He didn't go to Beis Haftinas on Yom Kippur. He didn't go to Beis Haftinas on Yom Kippur. Beis Haftinas, we're talking about the two rooms. He didn't use the Beis Haftinas on Yom Kippur. I'm talking about both rooms. But you're right, he didn't use either room on Yom Kippur. So we're talking about now this in the 7 days. I'm just bringing you a right. I'm talking about either room, because Beis Haftinas, for sure, he didn't use on Yom Kippur. So this is the whole 7 days. So in the morning he wakes up, Mesas Ragu with Tavil is Tavil. But Ozul, then he goes to the Tzafin. If we're talking that the Pahedrin was in Darim, so then the Ozul at Tzafin, the Gama Chavin, he goes to the Tzafin, he goes to the north side, to Lishkas Eitz, and he learns his Chafina. Then the Ozul, the Beis HaMikdash, Vavad Avayda Kul Yerim, he does Avayda the whole day, like we learned, he does the Avayda the whole day in the 7 days in order to train himself. Lebahade Panyam, in the evening, we learned to get his Rika, Madu Aleha, you get his Rika, and according to Rabbi Kiva, you become Tameh, so you have to go to Mikvah again. V'had the Ozul Adarim, he goes back to the Darim, V'tavel and his Tavel, V'nayach, and he goes straight to sleep. But if you learned that the Lishkas Pahedrin was back on the other side, so it means after his Tavel, he would have to go back to the other side to go to sleep. D'yam is Lishkas Pahedrin, V'tzafa, and then Makdim Akai Mesech Raglav, he wakes in the morning on the Tzafin side, he goes to the bathroom, V'Ozul Adarim, he goes to the Darim, V'tavel, his Tavel there, V'gam HaChafin, he learns Chafin right where he is, so that trip was an extra trip. For us, if it's a mikdash of an avayda, kul yom, he does avayda the whole day. Lahadi panya in the evening, madu leha, they spritz on him from the paraduma water, and that makes him tame. So he has to go tayvul. V'had the ozul darim v'tavul. He goes to the south side to be tayvul. That's where the mikvahs were. Uboyi meheder meizel tzafa. Now he has to go back to the north to go back to sleep. Umeinach. And umi tarach the tachinu like kul yahai. They make him work so hard. I guess, you know, he's an older man. They couldn't go out a full day of work. Make him go 135 amas the other way, which is around, you know, 250 feet. That's we don't want to make extra kindness to kind of those. Time is precious, we don't make it work extra. And therefore, it makes sense to put the Bahedrin on the left side near his mikvah and the Vestiris on the right side. But Dr. Gemara, no, I can tie it the opposite way also. Why should we make him work a little hard? The tzaduki, who if he's a tzaduki, lifrish, he'll say, you know, this is not for me. It's not worth it, all this work. It's a pella, just for the little walk. What? What?
We didn't make it.
I know, but it's talking about the second base marriage. Cool, but the second base marriage is talking about, I guess. And they were, the tzedukim, because you have to say it's talking about second base mikdash, obviously. The tzeduki yilifresh, inami shatazuach daite love. He shouldn't be a bagaiva, which would apply all the years. The loy temahachi, because if it's not true that there was an element of making tercha, so loy temahachi, if they don't tevar by another, why don't we make the same room? Do the avtinas, let him sleep in the avtinas room. No one working there at night. Why do you make two rooms? Why do you have to make? The first question is make them next to each other. Let it be one room, should be enough. I was thinking, if it wasn't about tercha, you should either make both rooms next to each other or use one room. Why do you have two rooms, two opposite sides of Mishra Hengdash? Obviously, to make him walk and to make the Zuch that he loved, and therefore you're going this way. And you look at the Rambam, Taka, and Hilchas Beis Avchir, Perikei, Alochi Yadzayim, Taka Paskins that was in the Tzafin. Taka Paskins that was in the Tzafin. And if you remember, actually, the Lishkas Even, which is what? For the Paraduma, was also in Mizrachis Tzafinus. That says no missed thing. So this was the Taisvis that was outside the Beis HaMikdash. It's good. But if you're Rashi, they were very close to each other. If both Lishkas were on the right side. That's Tais Kash over there is in that base. Use the same Lishka for both. The Kohen Gadol and for the Paraduma, Baal Kaponim, that's not our Kash right now. But we came out, there were two Lishkas. One on the right side, left side. One on the Tzafin, one on the Darim. The Maisa, Loch HaMaisa, what? The Rambam says? Tzafin is what? For Bahedrin. And Darwin is the base of Tinas.